Almost 1,000 years before the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people in Parashas Bechukosai that there's a notion of schar v'yonesh, of reward and punishment, that there are consequences for our decisions, both good and otherwise. And as a nation, if we live the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, we'll enjoy the brachos described at the end of Bechukosai, described in Bechukosai at the end of Sefer Vayikra. And if we don't, then we will suffer the klalos, the curses described there. And that's an idea that is forever and applies at all times. But with those brachos and klalos of Bechukos had particular application, the details have particular application to the way the end of the period of the first Beis HaMikdash played out. And the ninth kina, Eicha Tifarti, it works with an aleph base. So the first 11 stanzas that begin with the letters aleph, beis, gimel, all the way to kaf. Each stanza ends with one line of those brachos in Bechukosai, noting that at the end of the period of the first Beis HaMikdash, those brachos weren't happening. The first 10 times, it's almost as though the Paitan is surprised. Like, what happened to this bracha? And what happened to that bracha? And how come life isn't as cheery and rosy as the brachos of Bechukosai describe? And then the turning point, the 11th stanza, Chaf, is a hint of the reason. Because don't just say the bracha didn't happen. We quote the last pasuk, the last phrase of the paragraph of brachas in Bechukosai, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. It doesn't say that we noticed it didn't happen. B'moaschem, we spurned that sense of a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We disrespected that. As Rabbi Sablovsky spoke about so passionately last night, we cared about silly things. Our focus wasn't on Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Our focus wasn't on what really matters. And then from that point on, the kina turns to working through the klalos, to working through the curses that we did deserve and that did play out and unfold over the course of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the gullus that we tragically had deserved. And this overconfidence at the beginning of the kina, well, what's wrong? We're all good. So that it's expressed even more pointedly in the following kina we're going to read, the 11th kina, Vayikon in Yirmiyahu, which tells the story of the last real Jewish king of the first Beis HaMikdash, King Yoshiyahu, the last independent king of the Jews, who meets his death at Megiddo, near the coast in Eretz Yisrael. He had tried to stop, had tried to intercept the Egyptian army on their way to Carchemish, on their way to fight against Bavel. Chazal explained that Yoshiyahu thought that it was all good. Yoshiyahu thought that he could deserve those brachas of Bechukosai, the Cherev, Lo Savar, Biartzechem, that not only would we not be attacked in Eretz Yisrael, but no army would even pass through. He thought that we deserved that bracha. There was a lot of good in Eretz Yisrael under the reign of Yoshiyahu. He had done so much to help the Jewish people improve spiritually, but not quite as much as he thought he had. We did not deserve the bracha of the Cherev Lo Savar Biartzechem. Yoshiyahu is tragically killed by the Egyptian army, and that's the beginning of the end of the Bais Rishon. And as we consider these two kinos back to back, how often do we feel, and I'm a good guy, it's all good, I'm basically doing the right thing, I can rest on my laurels? And these kinos challenge us to ask, you are a good guy, but what still needs fixing? As Rabbi Benovitz asked us the other day, what if? What if I could ask myself the hard questions and look, or take a real look in the mirror and figure out what needs fixing to go from being a good guy to a great guy? What if we could each do our part to help Klal Yisrael move from being good to being great, to move to a point where we and all of us indeed deserve that the klalos be put aside? Eicha Tifarti.